Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Welcome to the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock. Trying to make your house a better place to live in. Anything we can do, even making your life a little better to be in. I know we're all in our own lives. We have to live that certain way. But to feel good about life is just amazing. And it's... And we're here to help you do that as well. But I want to take a minute before we get too far into handyman stuff and just honor the people that were involved in D-Day 80 years ago on June 6th, 1944. We stormed the beach in Normandy, France, and many, many people lost their life doing that. And we're honoring all the people who were involved in World War II and stopping that Nazi machine and all the problems that it was creating. But a lot of people, many, many, many people gave so much of their lives just to do just that. And we want to honor those people today, as well as the VA, the veterans of today, because they have been in a war situation as well, and a lot of them have, and they deserve the honor and the respect that all Americans should give any veteran. And as a matter of fact, our second segment today is going to be with Amata from John Merrill Senior Care, and we're going to talk about understanding VA benefits for the home care, for home care, and John Merrill will have a lot to say about that. He's getting, he and I talked a little bit about how important that is, that people understand that there are a lot more benefits out there than people realize, and it's just a matter of a consultation to get to that point. But at any rate, we do want to honor all those people, and wow, and today's veterans as well, and really. Here at the Handyman Show, we just do send out all our respect and honor to you people. Thank you very much for your service. All right, Handyman Show. Yeah, we're going to talk about all sorts of things, fixing up and repairing your house. You can text us at our CSWR text line at 601-879-4395. And if you'd like to call, well, you can do so in the first half hour. We'll be happy to talk to you about anything at all, 888-808-8637. That's our call-in line, and you're welcome to do that anytime. My name is Buddy, and we're just here to have a good old time. So anything you have going on, we want to hear about it for sure. All right. there are so many things I want to talk about today, but I've been very busy all week with window replacement. We did a whole house of window replacement where they're actually taking out aluminum windows, which are single glaze and about 20 years old, maybe older, and they need to be replaced. So we decided, the customer and myself sat and talked about the options that are available, and we decided on vinyl windows because, as far as I'm concerned, vinyl windows are very, very energy efficient. And they really provide the best cost value as far as windows is concerned. You can buy a wood window for a whole lot more, and it will be good. It won't be any kind of, a low-grade window. It'll be a really high-grade window. However, if the covenants in your neighborhood allows you to put vinyl windows in there and you're not locked into like using a wood or a wood-coated window, vinyl is definitely the way to go. And vinyl windows work like this. They do very, very well, but they're a little thicker than aluminum windows. So what happens a lot of times is the inside trim needs to be changed out as well, because the jam liner material inside the windows becomes all of a sudden a lot more narrow, not quite as wide as it was to fit an aluminum window, because the vinyl window is thicker. It's thicker because it has insulated glass. I have a vinyl rep that I deal with pretty regularly. He knows windows very, very, very well. And he has said many times to me, he said, you know, getting an insulated glass vinyl window is like buying new tires for your car and not putting enough air in them. He said, if you're going to buy insulated glass, get the highest grade of a low E glass that you can. And this is today's finest technology as to what's available out there as far as windows are concerned. Low E comes in, I think, two or three different formats. But the best low E is like argon gas in the center, has three layers of silver coating on it, and it's a much, much better window than just a regular insulated glass window. In other words, it will be make your house more energy efficient. But we worked all week just changing some windows out and putting doors in, and some were upstairs, not much area to get to that except climb up on ladders and whatnot and get that. But that's what we did, and it was pretty, pretty neat. And we just about finished. We have to do a little bit of inside trim work yet to do, and we will get to that after a while. But it's a pretty good deal. Replacing windows and using a high grade of low-E glass, insulated low-E glass, is not only energy efficient, but it's amazing the sound control that you get, how much outside sound just disappears. And the reason I say that is because of this customer I'm dealing with. We were standing in his front room where we had already replaced the windows, and there his front lawn is there, and then there's a road that goes by with, you know, a pretty good bit of traffic, even though it's in a subdivision. And he said every car that went by, when the old windows were in there, you could hear and tell that a car was going by. And when a noisy car went by, you could really tell. Once we put these windows in, sealed them properly, insulated them properly, and had them all up, we were sitting there talking, and cars were going on the left and right, and I didn't hear one of them. And the next day he said to me, you know, that's amazing. He said the sound deadening on those low E glass windows is so good. It just blows me away. So I think low E is the way to go when replacing glass. Now, not everybody wants to spend the money that it will cost to replace the windows, nor do they have the money. So they look at maybe what are the options. Well, first, you want to make sure all of your windows, let's just say they're single glaze, that's one layer of glass, aluminum windows. First, they need to be caulked thoroughly in place. Caulk them just all around, all the edges, and make sure it is totally caulked. And then the best you can do is there's window film that's available for them that will make them actually perform a little better, because it reduces heat transfer, and it stops UV light from coming into your house. And this film can be had in practically clear, where it's not visible at all, and yet it's increasing the efficiency of your home. So that's probably the short money way to take care of, to make your home more efficient. Well, and some of that film can be available from one of our sponsors, MGT Films, does this for homes all over the place, and they do a wonderful job. MGT Films will come out and take a look at your house and give you an estimate, and one of their reps, Cindy Toucher, will probably be the one that come out there, and you can get a hold of them at 601-707-5596. That's MGT Films. They do a great job, and really, Just by stopping the UV light and some of the heat from coming into your house can make a great, great difference in the summertime. And in the wintertime, it'll help keep the heat in. So, yes, are those films good? Yes, they're good. Are they as good as low-E glass and brand new windows? No, probably not. But there's a whole lot of difference between the cost of replacing your windows and adding just window film to your house. So it's worth your call and it's worth your effort. Again, that number is 601-707-5596. That's MGT Films. They do a great job. And not only they put films on windows, but they also have a product called Dynoc, which needs to do some investigating into because it's an amazing product. It really does exceptionally well. And you may ask them about that when they come to your home and give you an estimate or whether they're going to talk to you about that. They can help a great deal. All right. But I really think new windows are important. I'm slowly replacing the windows in my house because I have their newer white aluminum single glazed windows. They're probably the last era of single glazed aluminum windows that were put out. So they're pretty good windows, but they are single glazed. And I'm slowly going to replace those with vinyl windows all around and make my house more energy efficient than it already is, as you can do your house as well. All right. And that'll really, really do the trick. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about a race going on today. The Reservoir Loop Challenge is happening today. That's a 12-hour race. It's a 12-hour race, and it's an 11-mile loop around the reservoir. It's a foot race. And the trick is you go around that 11-mile loop as many times as you can in 12 hours. Well, to me, that sounds insane. I have a son that's involved in that, and he loves it, and he's going to do that. He'll probably run all 12 hours because that's just the way he is. But at any rate, good luck, David, and I wish you well. David's running the Reservoir Loop today. It's a big thing here.
How many times do you think you'll make it around?
Let's see, 23. He's not afraid of 50 miles, that's for sure. I know I've seen he's done 50 before. And he's planning on doing a 100-mile race coming up in probably the next few months. So he'll make it around, 33. I would say three times before it gets to him because it's going to be hot. And, you know, there are no race-sponsored concession stands or helpful stands along the way.
So what you bring is what you got.
You got it. Unless you have somebody in your family that's willing to take it a certain place and help. So, but I, in my mind, you got to be crazy. The only time I'm going to do that kind of running is if somebody's chasing me, and they better be a whole lot bigger than I am. All right. At any rate, Handyman Show. I just thought I'd bring that up a little bit.
No, I'm glad you did, because that's one heck of a race.
It really is, and he gets involved in all the races around here. As a matter of fact, next season, he's really already made his plans, and his application is put in to run the Boston Marathon. He's qualified for it. So he said, you want to go to Boston? I said, yeah.
Of course you do.
Of course.
You got to get some of that clam chowder.
Are you kidding? I'm going to Boston.
We talk about it every Saturday. We got to have clam chowder.
Next year, we're going to the Boston Marathon.
Oh, man, that'll be awesome.
That will be awesome. And I've flown up before and was coming back from Massachusetts right after the Boston Marathon had ended, and I was taking a flight from Providence to Atlanta, and the people that were on board that plane, probably 80% of them were members that involved in the Boston Marathon. So it was amazing how many people around the world get involved in that particular race. That's pretty good. But at any rate, hey, that's going on today. Something I read this week, and I guess it's so true. And that's construction managers or job site managers or people who are running construction sites or remodeling or renovation sites, the person running that project sometime or other, that person may just absolutely lose his cool, so to speak. And you need to keep your cool on the job site. Not for so many, many reasons. I don't care what kind of temper you may have, and you may have a fine edge on that temper where you want to just really snap out at anything that comes near you. Well, that's not the way to make a customer comfortable, and that's also not a way to make your employees comfortable. You can probably achieve the same success with your employees by talking to them, accomplishing the same thing that you were going to accomplish by pitching a fit. You can actually accomplish the same thing by talking to them in a way that would they would understand, and you would be able to get across your point. And that can be done. Losing your cool on the job is not good for anybody. And if a contractor loses his cool on the job, there's a pretty good chance that he probably won't ever get another job from that person again or those people again. And he's probably not doing much to really inspire his employees. And in today's world in the construction industry, a good employee, I'm not going to say it's hard to find. It's practically impossible to find. But it can be done. I was on a job site the other day, and there was a young lady working very, very – I was watching her work, and she was doing some amazing things. I was just blown away by her talent. And later on the next day, I was talking to the contractor on site who he said he had hired this lady and hired her because she has a master's carpenter license in the union in Kentucky. And I said, yeah, that's the kind of person you want. So she has a very good attitude, knows how to be on time to a job, knows how to work when she's at the job, and anticipates the needs of what should be done in a job. Very, very impressive. Very impressive. So good workers, yeah, they're out there. They're just hard to find. All right, coming up next, John Merrill is going to be with us with Amada Senior Care. And today we're going to talk about VA benefits and how they really can help a lot, whether regardless of your standing as far as age is concerned. So stay with us. This is Buddy Slowick at Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few. I said, good child, now what you gonna do with them bleach blonde bottle blues? Shell pink Cadillac, cherry cola, six pack, the pop and fizz. Hits you like a hammer. She is turning heads with.
Visit the Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, America likes its choices, and your Mid-South Ford dealer is the place to start. Choose from a variety of vehicles and powertrains, like the gas-powered Ford Bronco, the hybrid Ford F-150, or the all-electric Ford Mustang Mach-E. For power capability and impressive selection to choose from, stop by your local Mississippi Ford dealer. And don't miss the College Football Fix.
If you need bold banners.
How does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? Tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? Tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Yeah, a little $3 night, nothing wrong with that. And we went out with Larkin Poe. I love that. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. My guest for this segment is going to be John Merrill with Amata Senior Care. He's on the phone with us. And, John, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
Man, I couldn't be better if you asked. Thank you for asking, but things are going really well. Amata Senior Care is such an impressive organization, but also I think in some instances it's kind of an unknown entity, which some people aren't aware of some of the things Amata can do for them, and that works particularly well in, like, nowadays in the VA situation. The beginning of this show, I started talking about the honoring the D-Day veterans, and that, and then I included also the veterans of today, because a lot of the veterans of today have faced war situations as well. And there's a lot of care out there that they're not aware of. And I think that's what you and I have talked about that a little bit. So let's get into that a little bit, if you will.
Yes, sir. I'm so excited because, I've been doing home care for over 10 years now, and I finally been approved by the VA on the coast to provide home health, homemaker and home health aid services. And I couldn't be more proud because, you know, I'm the son of a general officer in Mississippi, and my brother was a retired colonel, and have a son that's currently in the Army National Guard. So the legacy's there, and I'm so thrilled to be able to do my part. And we're going to roll this out and try to reach out to all the veterans on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Now, I can't cover Jackson right now, but we're going to focus on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and hopefully be able to help veterans, kind of walk them through the process. And really, we're targeting those that really, you know, I had a friend of mine who I just found out he was in the Marines years ago, and he just laughed when I said, "Are you on the VA program?" He goes, "No, it's too hard to get into." And I went, "Things have changed." And that's what's exciting. I've met with many of the veteran service officers down here on the coast, and they're saying the same thing. They say, "John, you know, we revamped the system. We're ready to help the vets." So just encourage anybody that's a veteran to reach out to us, and they can reach out to myself or the veteran service officers in your county. And absolutely, if you don't know who that is, you can call me and I can give you those contacts. But, you know, right now we're focusing on getting families and talking to them about this great homemaker home health aid benefit, as well as a respite care benefit.
Yes.
And a lot of people say, "What is that?" And to a lot of people, they don't know what that means, but it really means giving the caregiver, and that's the spouse that's taking care of somebody that needs the care. Give them, you know, a week of a break where they can get out and go do some things for themselves while we have a caregiver that comes in the house and takes care of your loved one. And so it's a really neat benefit that they're really pushing hard with the VA. And, of course, there's always been the aid and attendance, which I've helped families with over the years. But, it's one of these processes that you'll need assistance with. And the veteran service officers that I met with last week and this week, they were very, very excited about, let's get them in here and let's talk to them. Let's let them know if they're qualified. And sometimes you can do that over the phone, or sometimes, you know, they're going out in the field and meeting with families all the time. And I was really impressed with how hard they're working to help vets. And I was just stunned at the number of vets. I think I was meeting with Miss Cindy Smith over in Picayune the other day, and he said there's over 5,000 vets just in her county alone. And
I was like, wow,
that is a lot.
Wow,
imagine
right.
Harrison County. It's one of the largest on the coast. And, you know, that's another huge veteran area, a lot of retirees. And
right.
I just want to ask them to please reach out to me if you've not already reached out to your VA, because the benefits are there, and the process is a lot easier from standpoint of getting in the VA and getting out and understanding what benefits you're eligible to receive. So, buddy,
yeah.
I think I sent you the brochure that we're leading with and
holding it in my hand.
I'd love to invite people if they want to get a copy of this brochure. It's really simple. It kind of explains everything, so you at least get a feel of what we're offering or what the VA is offering. And I'd be happy to email it to anyone if they could just reach out to me. And you know, you can email me or contact my number down here on the coast. And, buddy, let me go ahead and give you that real quick.
Yeah, please do.
228-216-2448. And that's a 24-hour number. And if we don't answer right away, we'll call you back and you can certainly give us an email, and I'll send you information on what the VA is offering, what I can help you with. And just really, really excited about this, buddy. And I know you are. I talked to Bob up there last week, and we were, I mean, he was thrilled too. So we're really pushing this forward and look forward to helping our veterans.
Well, guys like Bob and I are looking at this like, wow, when did this take place? This is amazing. You have a quote on your brochure that I think is it should be read either by you or I because it says just it says a mouthful of it says a month full of things in just a little bit of sentence. And that quote is very simple. It says these benefits so often are a complete surprise to senior veterans and their families. They can't believe there's VA financial assistance that can be help pay for their in-home care and assistant living communities. And that's a quote from you, John, on this brochure. And that's so true. So few people are aware of what is available. And as you said, it's easier today than it was years ago.
Yes. And you know, one of the other things that I'm going to throw out there is surviving spouse benefit. Now, that's a shocker to a lot of people. Maybe they lost their loved one years ago, and they were a veteran, and they qualify for certain benefits as a spouse. So that benefit's out there as well, and we can walk you through that. And it's just really – it's there. The benefits are there. I just want veterans to take a chance. And like my friend told me, he didn't want to bother with the VA. It was just too much. You know, that's you hear that all the time. But it has changed, and I'm very encouraged by what I'm hearing from the veteran service officers, how they've seen the change in the last few years. And I think that's a great, great sign that the veterans are going to be taken care of better, and they deserve it.
Yeah, they certainly do. There was a time when calling the VA administration for anything was like you could really get involved in some things you didn't want to get involved with and being on hold and being stuck. But my thought on this whole thing is that a veteran would be doing himself or herself much more benefit by talking to you in your office to get the correct guidance as to how to go about this. Your consultations are free, and yes, just getting hold of this brochure would help them so very much. And then the next step would be, I believe, is a great consultation with somebody like yourself.
That's correct, and that's what I'm offering. And you know, I'm so excited to be working with the veteran service officers because they're the experts. They've been doing this for a long time, and some of them over 20 years. And that's just awesome to me because they still have the energy. I mean, they're still excited about helping veterans every day, and they say it's the best thing they've ever done in their life. And I love hearing that because I feel that way about my job. This is the best thing I've ever done. And when you help families with caregivers in their home and you see that connection where, you know, they come back and say, I wish I'd have done that years ago. And that's for private caregivers as well as, you know, the veterans, and look forward to helping families, you know, like I've always done with long-term care insurance. And, you know, we've talked about that a lot, about how difficult it is to get the claims approved, get through that process, and make sure you're billing correctly, and just make sure that you're getting reimbursed for the care that you need.
Right. And as you said before, when you were applying for those benefits, your application kind of has to be absolutely correct. If there's an error in there, it causes a problem.
They're going to delay it. That's on long-term care insurance. They'll delay. You know, the good thing about the VA is the coordinated effort with myself and the veteran service officers and case managers.
Yes.
I look forward to working with them to, you know, let them know when they're discharging somebody from the VA that we're going to take great care of the veterans, and we're going to give them feedback how they're doing. We're going to try to make sure that they're meeting their plan of care.
Right.
They're getting their medicine. They're doing getting fed and hydrated, and those important things that need to be done by a family member, or if they don't have a family member, my senior caregiver. And that's what we do, and that's one of the benefits working with Amada, because we love to work with our hospice.
Right.
We talked a lot with the veteran service officers about the hospice care companies, and they asked us, well, John, do you compete with them? No, we work side by side with hospice, and we love working with them because the caregivers, our caregivers will be there all the time, or a majority of the time. When hospice comes in, we work with them.
Right.
And the same with home health. When home health comes in, the nurse or the physical therapist, they're going to teach my caregiver, you know, what routine or what the loved one's supposed to be doing as far as range of motion or stretching or whatever they're supposed to do while the therapist is gone. We're going to carry that out and just make sure that they're going to get better faster, and they're going to stay at home and have a great quality of life. And, you know, that's our goal.
Well, and the way I think about it is their quality of life is going to improve so much that there's a pretty good chance that this is going to reduce the number of veteran suicides, because I heard a report this week that there have been more suicides in veterans than there actually people lost in wars. I think that has to do with the well-being of how a veteran may think about things. But once they go through the process of understanding the benefits that are available to them, talking to somebody like yourself, who, by the way, John, always a positive attitude. And I enjoy that a lot, because your goal in life is to help people, period. That's
right.
All there is. I mean, and that's easy for me to see. And
well, let me tell you this. I was talking with Teddy Reed is the veteran service officer. He's with Mississippi VA, and that was one of the things he's passionate about. He was a Coast Guard officer, and he made a point to say, you know, one of the most heartbreaking things is veterans that I know that have committed, you know, suicide. And
yes,
he said, that's what I need, more people out there reaching out to veterans, you know, check on them, call them. And he says, I try to do that all the time. I drop what I'm doing when I have one of my friends or somebody I've met through the veteran process. If they're in need, I'm there. And he said, I left the other night, ran to a friend's aid just to be with him. And I know that's something we can help families with.
Yes.
We can be the ears and communicate to get them help. And we're committed to that. We want to be part of the solution to that. And I think it's all hands on deck, so to speak.
Right.
We're going to be out there listening and observing and give feedback back to the VA, you know, the veteran service officers or the case managers or home health. We're going to get the right people to help veterans when they're kind of in a you know, in that situation.
And that's right.
Be part of the solution.
And it's when you're alone and you're not getting the proper help and you're spending your time reading and resting, and then all of a sudden your mind gets tricked back to the previous years and things don't look quite so good for you in the future because of your outlook. And I think that's a matter of after they speak with you and what's available and what life really has to offer, they're going to just be better for it and be less prone to that, to a suicide type situation.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the commitments we've always made is the environment and, you know, the quality of life. And, you know, like down on the coast, we love the fact that more veterans come here to retire is because it's beautiful and there are things to do outside. And, you know, we can help people. We can take them for a ride down Highway 90 and look at all the sunbathers and all the birds. And, you know, right now the little lesser terns are doing their nest up on the sandbar, and everybody's looking at them. That's exciting. And it may be that we need to get a vet out to go look at that.
Sure.
And get to see the beauty of nature and the bald eagles and the ospreys flying around. And like up in Jackson, we take people up to Rose's Bluff because, I mean, gosh, that's the most beautiful scene.
Yes,
get
it really
to the reservoir, and everybody's out there having a good time. So, you know, that's part of the quality of life. Get somebody out of their, like you're saying, their home sometimes just to get them out in the sunshine. And
right.
I think that goes a long way. You know, that's what a family member would do. You know, like.
So that's basically
that's
what
we treat them.
One of your caregivers would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We certainly can.
And you said something very important, at least important to me. Get them out in the sunshine. The sunshine is so good for people just to be out into. Not only great because you get vitamin D, but just all the benefits of being in the sun is very, very good. And people have to understand, the earth runs on sun power.
John, I wish you could see the scenes. The Deep in the Coast folks are just great. We've watched them, and we've actually participated going to the different senior nursing facilities, and all the residents they can get outside are outside, and the Jeep through. Everybody's John, smiling. Everybody's happy.
Love being up. John, I've taken
all these crazy Jeeps and great people, and
I had to step on you, but we're about to take a short break. It's okay. Computer driven, and I don't have any way to control it. So, stick with us. We'll be right back with John Merrill.
Your news, your talk, your weather, and your sports, all in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story, all in one place. Supertalk.fm.
Open Season Properties has a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority, whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Go to OpenSeasonProperties.com to learn more.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Do you suffer from...
Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant. Oh, yeah, they're making some noise on the radio right now. I like it. All right. Buddy Slowick here with you at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. John Merrill with Amata Senior Care is my guest, and we're going to talk a little more about what Amata is all about, senior care. They do that very, very well. John, it's my understand or my opinion that people dealing with any government agency would do better through a third party. In other words, I really do believe, I used to do my own taxes, but I believe now that a tax person can do them better than I can. It's the same thing in the area you're in, that asking for benefits and looking for benefits and trying to get benefits to, and not even knowing what's available, you're going to run into a lot of stop signs, whereas somebody like yourself can help guide you through that minefield of questions.
I think that's absolutely true, and I think the work we do behind the scenes to coordinate with the veteran service officers as well as case managers, I think that takes experience. And when the veteran comes to me, I'll walk them through it just like I do with long-term care insurance. I walk people through the process, or if people have questions on, you know, where do I need to go to do this, or what we're going to do with mom after she's discharged from the hospital. You know, we call it the continuum of care that I love helping families walk through. And I'm always out in the field learning, you know, the new tricks, what's going on, what's good, what's bad. And I think that's important for people to reach out to me, and I can kind of walk you through it. And, you know, I was just thinking during the break, buddy, I want people to realize there's a way to give back. And I love doing this because it's a way to give our servicemen and veterans, I give back to them.
Right.
Because my family's been blessed with, you know, my family being in the military, and here I can give back now. And I was just thinking about, you know, if you want to be a caregiver, gets to work with these awesome, awesome veterans, please reach out to us, because, you know, we're always looking for wonderful, you know, retired nurses, retired CNAs, retired LPNs, or active. You want to kind of slow down a little bit and get one-on-one care with somebody, that's the best thing in the world. I've had so many people go, you know, I've worked at hospitals, nursing homes, and that's awesome. But sometimes you want to slow down and say, you know, I want to get to know the person I'm taking care of.
Right.
I want to be part of their life and connect. And please, this is a special opportunity with the veterans that I think everybody kind of reflecting on D-Day and, you know, these great heroes and the more recent ones from the recent conflicts. we can help them, and please come be part of our team. We're always looking for wonderful caregivers, and it's a fun atmosphere. I have a wonderful staff that really supports our caregivers. That is our main focus. We love them because they're everything to us. They're everything to the families we present them to, and we will not just send you to a house by yourself. We're going to go with you. We're going to introduce you properly, just like most Southerners want to be introduced. There's not this just send them to the front door. We don't do that. We go in there. We know the clients. That's our job to understand what their needs are, and we're going to match you with the family that you're going to be so excited to go to work every day. I loved talking to my veteran service officer, I think it's Pearl River County, and she was saying how every morning she jumps up. She's so excited to go to work, and she said that's been going on 23 years.
Wow, that's great.
That's what all of us dream about, a job.
And that's correct.
It's not a job. It's something to go, every day you're building up, helping other people. It's a great way of life. Being a caregiver is special. It is really, it's not for everybody. We know that.
Right.
But if you feel like it's in your heart that you want to help somebody, please reach out to us. And that goes for Jackson, Central Mississippi. We cover all the way to the coast, and especially the coast where we're able to provide these veteran benefits. It's just so exciting to me to introduce them. We've had some great caregivers that are ready to go. It's so much fun because they're checking with Andrea down here and going, when are we going to get our first one? And I said, well, we're working on it. But when it comes, you be ready. We're going to make sure it's the right family for you.
They're all your employees. They're not contract employees.
That is absolutely right. That is a great point. And, we do that for the family, for the caregiver, and it's the right thing to do. Contract workers, there's a role for that, but I just don't believe it's to be in what we're doing because there's a lot of trust. Things happen, accountability, and if they're my employee, I take that responsibility. And, as I told one of the service officers, the buck stops with me. I gave her my card because she gave me examples of facilities that she had loved ones in, and, everybody wants to send you down to the charge nurse or, the DON, but I want to go to the top. And I said, that's me. Here's my card. And so I take responsibility, and that's a great thing because my caregivers know that I'll listen to them, and I have a great staff that supports them. So please, I just come check us out. We have an open door here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can't miss our office. We're right in Bay St. Louis on Highway 90, and we've had so many, caregivers come by and they go, what are y'all? Or I had a wonderful experience with a veteran came by here, and, he had served in active war, and I believe he had been shot down 3 times.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Man, I want to hear your story.
Really?
And we had more fun talking to him, and he was actually receiving benefits, and he was just like, I'm looking for that right caregiver. He said, my wife, it's her house. So, we worked with them. I was talking to him about the issues they've had in the past, and we try to understand and say, well, at that time I couldn't service at home the VA veterans at that time, but I can now. I'm so excited to reach out to him and say, we're going to find that right person so your wife's happy, so you're happy.
Yeah.
You come hang out with us, and she'll be taken care of. So that's what we're looking for. And get to hear their stories. That's the fun part. Everybody's got a story, but our veterans really have great stories, and they want to tell it. Most of them do.
There's something we haven't mentioned, that a lot of these veterans and a lot of these people who need home health care, that you provide not only the service to do that with qualified people, but when it's all said and done, the people who are receiving a modest senior care have a certain peace of mind that they didn't have before, and it gives them just that, the quality of life improves.
Absolutely. And, it's more than just a caregiver, and I say that over and over again. It's a whole, we have a whole presentation. We come sit at the table, and yes, we want to get you a caregiver, but there's other things, safety evaluation. I can walk through the house and point out certain things, and we can help you get those done, grab bars, removing carpets, et cetera, things like that. But, security with cameras, and I'm always encouraging people, use these cameras because it's accountability, but it's also to let the loved ones, your children, they can help manage you from afar. In other words, they can see who's at the front door. It may be my caregiver. That's great news. It may be a salesman trying to sell DirecTV systems that they don't need, and you know, you want to kind of head that off before it goes too far, or you know, those kind of things really, really benefit the caregiver, and the caregiver doesn't have to be in the home. So right. That's just part of what we, you know, part of our consultation. We go to the home. And now with this whole VA thing, I'm learning so much what the VA can do, and I'm constantly learning. Even the service officer said they're learning every day, and I'm excited about that because it's evolving to something really, really great, and I want to be part of it.
Well, yeah, it's something great to be a part of because people are beginning to understand the need for that to take place. If you will, John, give us some phone number, the phone number on the coast where you're going to be working for a while, and also you have an office here in Jackson, I understand.
Yes, sir. It's the coast is 228-216-2448. That's 228-216-2448. And I have a statewide number that covers Jackson as well. 601-864-3752. 601-864-3752.
Amata Senior Care. John, I thank you for your time this morning. We're about running out of time, and I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you get tons of calls from VA, from veterans.
We're looking forward to it, and thank you and your team. They've been awesome.
All right, great. Have a good day, man. See you later. All right.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your host for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
In Mississippi.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Well, if you can't hear it, you need to turn it up. That's all I can say. There's a music segment coming up. My name is Buddy Slowick. This is Super Talk, the Handyman Show. We always do a music segment about 11:06, and today is no different. We're going to do that as well. Besides that, before we even start the music segment, you know what I haven't done yet today at all? Said hi to Lance.
Hola. ¿Cómo está? Bien y tú, gracias.
We didn't know you were even there. Except
yeah, I know it.
I blend in with the wallpaper sometimes.
You've been doing so much busy work with all the computer screens and whatnot. You've been kind of
give me so many great tools to work with. You know, you just try to get better at this every day. And you are. Well, you try. It's you can't ever get complacent, can you? You know,
yeah.
It's always something to hunt. And
did John Merrill say something magic of what work should be an enjoyable situation? And I think what you and I do is an enjoyable situation.
Oh, yeah. And you were mentioning the D-Day celebration and remembrance.
Yeah.
I think it is a celebration, too.
Absolutely.
And we were very fortunate to be able to have such great content that Jack Rutland from our Mississippi in the Brookhaven office.
Yes.
And back in the late, I think it was 2015, 16, when they were opening the museum, the Veterans Museum there, he compiled many, many podcasts from our veterans. A couple of those were actually there at D-Day.
Wow.
And we have those on the website at supertalk.fm and also as well on the app. But True American Heroes, I know that we're past that day. now. But it's these are stories and histories that stand the test of time, just like music. It's there.
It's there forever.
And thank goodness. And I told Jack this the other day. I'm just so happy to be a part of an organization like we are here that prides themselves off of these types of things and honoring people and, you know, patting people on the back, doing the good work. And Jack did an amazing job. So if you haven't listened, these are Mississippians. And, you know, just what an honor. So, yeah, love what I do, love getting to hang out with you guys, and really do want to get better at this every time we do it.
Our mission statement is have fun.
Have fun. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're doing good work, it's fun.
Have fun. Yeah. All right, let's get on to some music. I'm going to talk a little bit about a group called Little Feet. And I mentioned that to a whole bunch of people this past week, and there's so many people that don't know who Little Feet is. Well, Lowell George was an incredibly talented guitar player and vocalist, and he and Billy Payne formed Little Feet back in 1969 in Los Angeles. And one of the reasons he formed that group is both Billy Payne and Lowell George were fired by Frank Zappa because they were part of the Mothers of Invention band. And there's three stories as to why Lowell George was fired. One is he went to Frank with a song that he wrote called Willin'. And Frank said to him, "You're just too talented to be in a group. You need to start your own." And that was one of the reasons why he said he was fired. The second reason that they claim he was fired was Lowell George had one time done an incredibly great guitar solo during a concert. Didn't have his amp on. And Frank fired him. They say that was the other reason. And the third reason is that the song had the drugs in it, the word drugs in it, and Frank didn't want to do that. So Lowell George and Billy Payne started the beautiful song of Little Feet, the beautiful music of Little Feet. But a little history, the Meters, who are a great group from New Orleans, and Lowell George played instrumentally on all of the background in the studio for Robert Palmer's Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. And that's amazing to think of.
Yeah, that just it ties it all together.
It's
man.
Just like, wow, that's who Lowell George is. Yeah, that's who
Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. I play it once a week at least, maybe twice.
I do too. It's a great song.
No, I mean on air. I play it at least once a week. Yeah.
Well, we're about to play it again, so let's just kick it off. Let's listen to Little Sally, Dixie Chicken.
Down in
that. Little Feet, spelled F-E-A-T. And they spelled feet that way in honor and homage to the Beatles. F-E-A-T, feet. Lowell George. And Lowell George passed away in 1979 of a heart attack. And that's a shame.
Yeah, what an amazing voice. He just blows me away anytime I go listen to Little
Feet. They say his guitar work was just as good, too. Just amazing. Amazing talent. And talking about guitar works, and I think I've said it probably 20 times in the air, a couple of my favorite guitar players ever. One was definitely Jeff Beck, and the other one is Tommy Emmanuel, is an amazing guitar player. But Jeff Beck did so many songs. We're going to do a song called 'Cause We Ended as Lovers. And Jeff Beck was part of the Yardbirds, and he switched later to an instrumental sound, and he created a unique, tasteful, emotional guitar sound that it's very, very hard for anybody to come close to emulating. And this is kind of a slow song, but believe me, it has some Jeff. You can tell Jeff Beck's playing guitar. So let's listen to 'Cause We Ended as Lovers, Jeff Beck. Some of the Jeff Beck that I just love so dearly. I can listen to that forever. Jeff Beck is just was an amazing, amazing talent, and it's our loss, Jeff Beck. He was unique. He could make a guitar actually say words, which you don't find very often, and it doesn't happen very often, but incredible, incredible guitar player. All right, moving ahead. We're going to talk about a group that has 18 albums. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've won 6 Grammys, were nominated 17 times. They have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And they're done a tour recently with Lionel Richie. Earth, Wind, and Fire has been around for so very long, and they do such great, great sound. So many people enjoy listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire because they are just so, so, so good. So we're going to listen a little bit to what Earth, Wind, and Fire has to say to us. Let's skip a little listen.
My life.
That's the name of the song, by the way. Got to Get You Into My Life. Great, great group. And I've listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire many, many times. Next group we're going to talk about is a group that I'm going to let Lance do most of talking about, but it's a group called Def Leppard, and the song is called Hysteria, which they do incredibly well on. But tell us a little bit about
Def Leppard.
Yeah,
the
man.
Hysteria is their fourth album by, you know, English rock band, and I don't know the difference in what makes you English or British, because you know, I don't know. They're an English rock band. So. But they released on the 3rd of August, 87, and it was a follow-up to the band's 83 breakthrough Pyromania. Hysteria's creation took over 3 years, plagued by delays, including the aftermath of Rick Allen's accident that cost him his left arm on the 31st of December, 1984. Subsequent to the album's release, Def Leppard published a book entitled Animal Instinct, The Def Leppard Story, and it was written by Rolling Stone editor David Frick on the three-year process of Hysteria and the difficult times the band endured through the 80s. Lasting 62 minutes and 32 seconds, it is the band's longest studio album. And so it was an excellent album, and it was their best-selling album to date, selling over 20 million copies.
Oof.
And the interesting thing about it was considered the most expensive album ever put together.
Wow.
And they were going to need to sell at least 5 million copies of this to actually break even, which they didn't have an idea that they were going to do that. But
I guess they broke even.
Yeah. Well, the concept was set out by Lang and was supposed to be a hard rock version of Michael Jackson's Thriller. And so what they wanted was every song to be a hit.
Yeah.
So they released, seven singles. And they all charted and did very well. But it was a very just a great album. But one thing I wanted to mention was the commercial appeal. David Simone, managing director of Phonogram Records at the time, said the album might have been the most expensive ever made. And so that was interesting. And you also had, they used a Rockman amplifier developed by guitarist Tom Schultz for the rock band Boston to record the album. Engineer Mike Shipley described the Rockman as a bleep bleep little box, a god awful sound that had no real bang to it. But it was used because the other amplifiers had an excessive crunchy sound, ill suited for layering guitars, which Lang wanted to be the commercial sound. So I'm going to play this now so you got a little background.
All right.
Of Def Leppard, and we'll go from there.
All right, good deal. Totally amazing how many groups that are still around with us today have gone through so much turmoil in their getting together from the day one. I mean, just even Boston's had their share. Their lead singer that died of cancer years ago, and they put in a new lead singer that is really, really good. But every group has had their share of suffering one way or another.
And I know we're cutting it short here, but we have Creedence coming on the out, and if you got a few seconds, you wanted to set that one up for us?
Really quickly, John and Tom Fogerty were the beginners of Creedence. Creedence has been around a long, long, long time, and John has turned into a solo career, which does a lot of the songs because he wrote them. And let's listen to a little bit of Green River and take this thing to the house. This is the music segment today on Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
It's hard to step on some of that stuff, Lance. You just keep playing out and keep listening. That's all there is.
Glenn's awesome, you know. Yeah, and then the Jan or Jan, I don't know how you say his name. Is it Jan Hammer or Hammer?
Yeah.
The German Dutch guy that did all of the instrumental stuff for the Miami Vice.
Right.
That stuff's amazing,
that
man.
Stuff's
you get
amazing.
Lost. It feel like you're under a palm tree, about to go on a drug bust or something. So it's just, you know, it brings back your childhood of watching Miami Vice.
Yeah, that's amazing
Tubs
stuff.
And Crockett.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff. All right, we're going to we're looking, I don't know, you may not be streaming, and I hope you are, because we're on this streaming television set. We great show some great pictures on there, but what we're showing right now behind me is the picture of an attic that has been totally sealed completely, and is sealed in the rafters and with insulation, and it's sealed in the floor, and it's sealed all the way up so that it's an enclosed environment, and it's not a subject to outside temperatures, which helps the efficiency of your living envelope downstairs so very much. Because think about it. In the summertime, that attic gets to be 150 degrees plus. But if it's insulated the way this one behind me is insulated completely, all the way through everywhere, it is a enclosed, non-ventilated space that really can help, and really does make living in a house so much nicer. And yes, it's a cost, but it's an investment. It's worth doing. It really can make your house a lot better. So I'm kind of in favor of it. Is my house that way? No. Will it be one day? I hope so. I hope it will be. I've been slowly doing some maintenance on my house, trying to get it up to date, because it was built late 90s, and it's a consistent chore. As you know, living in a house, there's always something to do. And this week, I didn't get to mow the lawn a whole lot because I've been busy all week. The lawn's just beyond me now. I have to get after it.
Well, and you know, we made that decision to go with the sprayed insulation in the attic, in the rafters, and then we did the same thing underneath the cabin, for the base.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that's going to make a huge difference. From what I could tell, it's 100,000% different, you know, especially in a very humid and a very hot environment. I haven't been there to feel the heat in the cool.
Right.
I mean, in the cool weather, but it being up there, you know, in that swamp and the humidity and all the rain we've had, the brief time I was there and we turned the AC on when I was having it installed, I'm going to tell you something. This is huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
It can make an amazing difference.
And again, something we had never used the attic before, but now finishing that out and actually have sleeping space. It's cool. I mean, and you're, you know, just beating down in the sun. Really couldn't feel that heat.
Right.
You know, sweating through the apparatus of the roof as you normally would. So I'll say this stuff's amazing. I've been in homes that have had it,
yeah,
gotten up in the attic in the heat of the summer. But when you get into a place where it's just always the worst conditions, whether extremely cold, extremely hot, super humid, you know, I'm impressed. So yeah,
it does a great.
That's one reason I wanted to put that up today is because, I don't know how many of our listeners have used that. But I've been in some homes where it is a more of a cost. But when you do that, the math, the algorithm on the payback of AC heating versus not doing that, I think it's one of those things you really want to sit down and look into. And as well, as you were saying, you're installing windows, doors, and all your seals. And
everything.
Those things, man, if you don't pay attention to that, those seals will go bad.
You've got to make that place as efficient as you can. And part of that is taking care of your HVAC unit by making sure your filter is changed. I know we talk about that every week, but that's so important to change your filters every month on your heating and air unit.
And for your health, too.
And for your health. And also, you should have a service contract to get that unit cleaned at least once a year, maybe twice a year. Twice a year is recommended, and it really does make a difference. Shift gears a little bit and talk about making a storm-proof house, proof may be a little strong. Let's say a storm-resistant house. And ICFs, which, again, are up on my screen, and you can see them clearly, they're insulated concrete forms. And the house that we're actually showing you, the ceiling being insulated, is the same house that is built out of ICFs. Matter of fact, I think he's going to do it. I don't know if he has pictures of that. No, that's not important. But at any rate, ICFs have all these metal supports in the center, and rebar goes down the center of them as well. And when they're put up, when a house is built out of ICFs, it's built to withstand like 180-mile-an-hour winds plus. And it can do such a good job. And you talk about something that creates a noiseless sound inside. I mean, ICFs, once they're built and a house is built out of those, is just about soundproofing the walls. They work very, very well. Joel Waters built his house that way using ICFs. And Joel Waters is the director of the Mississippi Concrete Association and really does firmly believe that ICFs, insulated concrete forms, is the way to go. Now, there are not too many houses here in central Mississippi built that way, even though there are some. Down in the coast, it's more prevalent than it is here. And I think Lance told me when I first came in here about a house.
Well, it's a storm chaser. Yeah. It goes by Cyclone and or iCyclone, if you're looking for him. It has thousands of followers online. But he built a house in Bay St. Louis to withstand Category 5 hurricane.
Yeah.
And it looks like wood. Now, these are not ICFs, but it is a concrete fiber construction. So, again, you're seeing a lot more implementation of the concrete side of things. Obviously, it's going to be much more capable in these things to withstand what you're looking for, keeping your house and keeping it safe and sealed. But he said, you know, he would ride out a hurricane at, you know, a Category 5 in this house.
I don't know much about concrete fibers.
I'm not either.
But I do know that Quickcrete, I think, is the name of the company. Mm-hmm. Make concrete. They make mortar mix and they make all this stuff, but they make a vinyl concrete patch. And what it has in it is shards of vinyl that are a little bit long, and they act as baby rebars in holding that concrete together. So, in a sense, that's concrete fiber in a small packet. But we're talking about a whole different situation.
Yeah. And it looks like, as it states, it looks like wood, but it's not. It's fiber. Cement stuff is rock impact resistant, and rock hard impact resistant, repels water, does not mold or rot, termites hate it, and doesn't even burn. So, I mean, you're covering a lot of bases there. And as you continue to see, I mean, concrete is a great option. It's going to cost you more, but it's going to last. I mean, it's why the ancients built things out of rock.
Right.
They wanted things to last forever, you know. So, I mean, this in this article is out there. You can go see it on the Sun Herald or other places. And it does have some good pictures of the home. He's known as iCyclone, like a lowercase I and the word cyclone. He's a storm chaser. So this guy knows what he's doing.
Sure.
And again, and you're doing this to test your knowledge.
Yeah.
You're doing this to test your vision. And that was one of the things that he did was, I mean, he said, look, this is a test. I want to sleep easy knowing hurricane season's blowing through.
Sure.
And hopefully he'll still be there. Yeah. Like Jim Cantore may be out in the front yard. He may blow away. I think this house may stay.
This house may stay.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth a read. And again, it just resounds on and echoes the things that you mention on a regular basis is, you know, you got to look to the future and different technologies and things that are better options that may cost a little more. But what are we looking at in the long run? You really got to sit down and do the math a little bit. And that's none of us want to do math.
No.
Nobody.
not when it comes to application of really living.
Yeah, right. You're going, okay, what is this going to cost me 10 years from now? It's a lot harder to do that with things like with your solar panels.
Right.
Because there is a lifespan.
Right.
And other parts have the 10 year. Some may have a 30 year, and you have this 20. And sitting there trying to do the math on figuring all that out is a moving target. I don't think you're going to ever really get down to it. Now, the rebates you get and the things like that, those are quantifiable. But,
sure.
You know, when you look at concrete, I mean, it's not going anywhere.
No,
there's no lifespan where you go, all right, in 10 years, exposed to the elements, it's just not going to be there anymore. It's going to be there.
And the beauty of it is it's a natural substance. It's a natural product. It's a natural...
there is new technology that has come out to describe how the ancient Egyptians or whomever built the pyramids actually built them. And basically the base rocks, the huge ones that they said were... There's no way they could have moved these without an army of people or a small pyramid to walk it up or all this
aliens.
Technology. Or aliens. But really what it... You know, if it weren't all that... They've realized that they took the marble and the limestone, or they crushed it up into more of a slurry, and then they turned it into a concrete, and they built forms where they could pour it in there. It was fast drying, and these things, that's how they got it so tight. Now, that's one of the more logical explanations if you're looking at how humans could have done this.
Sure.
Well, you fast forward, 10,000, 12,000 years, and we're coming back to using the same concept.
Same concept, and putting today's technology into that, and trying to improve it every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And I think we are. And there'll be a point in time where the well-being structure is going to become more and more and more important. And you're seeing that today because they are using things like hurricane straps in houses a lot more than they used to. And they will be using them in the future a whole lot more than they are right now.
Well, and hardy siding, too. And this home was everything that could have been cement fiber board or cement board he used in places where there would have been exposed wood. So, again, just those extra mindset thoughts that you have about how long will this material last versus the other.
Right.
And what's the cost there?
Hardy siding is a great, great product. It's really a fiber cement board. A little tougher to use than wood, and you have to be a little more careful using it. And you should use a face mask when you're cutting it because it does.
Breathable.
Yeah. You don't want to be breathing
that stuff in and blowing it out your nose before you know it.
You don't need to be doing that. And it really is a good product. And I think in the future, we'll start seeing houses probably 10, maybe 20 years down the road that are practically indestructible.
Well, I think integrated as well. I worked with some guys in Oxford that had a concept.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I thought was interesting, and it was way far out on left field at this point.
Wait. You said you worked. Do you mean you worked?
Yeah, it was a, you know, worked on the, you know,
work.
Gave advice and learned and absorbed.
Oh, okay.
real work. But I learned a good bit about, you know, and you start doing your research. But I think materials, eventually you'll get to where you're integrating circuitry and you're integrating things like you talk about Tesla and the pyramids. And,
sure.
You know, stone is a great conductor of electricity, whereas wood, you're going to burn it up.
Yeah.
So as technology moves forward, as we build better homes, I believe in my heart, you know, and in my soul and through research that you'll start seeing that you'll see less, you know, cables and lines in this. These things
right.
will likely be integrated into the walls
sure.
in a way that maybe wirelessly or maybe through integrated circuitry. But stone gives you a much more, you know, high-end ability to transmit
right.
through the wall without burning something up, whereas
right.
wood is obviously going to catch fire at some point with
sure.
high energy. So that's nothing you worry about today, but 30 years from now, 20 years from now, right. I think those are thoughts that, you know, we look as we go forward. If you asked AI, hey, AI, what would you build a house out of? You know?
I'd be afraid of the answer. I'm one of those that are kind of afraid of AI.
Oh, I am too. I'm worried that they'll come back and say whale tears or something, and then everybody's going to start using whales. But no, I mean,
AI will just look at you and say, no, you don't need to be on this earth.
Yeah, you don't need a house.
We
need the house. Yeah.
Bye now.
But, you know, that's another question. I like throwing things at, like, ChatGPT and asking, what would you make out of? You know, what would you build a house
sure.
out of? What would you do this? And,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And the answers that come back are interesting if you
yeah,
really want to be kind of like, whoa. Okay.
And if you had 10 builders in a room and asked them individually, away from where they could hear one another, how they build houses, and you'd probably get 10 different answers.
Likely, yes, sir.
And that's amazing because the good builders build better houses, for sure. They use better material. They're aware of the technology that's out there available today and are using it, whereas a lot of builders just don't get into today's technology and don't understand. They just think it's just...
Well, it's the old, well, we ain't never done it that way.
There you go.
Well, you know, that's the first way you'll go out of business is not being innovative.
Yeah, being innovative. All right, short break. My name is Buddy Slowick. This is Super Talk, Handyman Show, right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Build Mississippi, a great organization. Talk a little about them when we come back. Take a short break. Be right back. Don't go away.
Museum, Mississippi, to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
This is Home Anthony.
Do I love you, my oh my? I guess that's Super Talk talking to their listeners. Do I love you, my oh my? You wouldn't You wouldn't understand how much if I began to explain.
Yeah, we love you guys, man. Really. You're the best family in the world.
And getting texts and phone from you people is just such a special thing. We love to text. We got a great one in from Rick in Gulfport, which is talking about cement again and coral reefs. You want to get to that or not?
Well, yeah, and it's a very interesting point. Mm-hmm. I have read a little bit about that. They're pulverizing the coral and injecting it and kind of into a slurry into the reefs adjacent to the island. So you're making it like a concrete. It's just hard as a rock.
Sure.
And, then they can pull it up and use it, and I guess.
Actually,
if they want to use it as breakwater or those types of things.
The sea walls and whatnot, yeah.
So, it's similar to me. If you go to the East Coast, you get over there to the marshlands and where a lot of the earlier Spaniards and French and English built little small forts. And a lot of those are made out of a tabby, which is oyster shells and limestone. And then you burn it and all that make you rock hard. Concrete. And that stuff is still sitting there and has gone through hurricane after hurricane floods, and it looks like it did when they built it.
Back then was still happening.
When you build things to last, and you don't want to go, hey, let's functionally obsolete so that we got to change stuff. Things can be built to last. Especially in the construction side of things.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that, again, whether you're using coral, whether you're using a tabby, whether you're using concrete or fiber. Those technologies are coming a long way and hopefully will be more affordable and palatable to the average consumer as we continue moving forward.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a little bit of a mindset here where we don't have to import everything and get back to digging it out and doing it our own. And then those things will get a little cheaper. Again, you see that. Things get a little cheaper when you get a little closer to home.
Yeah. Rick, we appreciate your input, and it's very important, and I'm glad we got to talk about it a little bit. Build Mississippi, great organization. Their whole goal in their organization is to make every Mississippian able to step into a viable, good-paying, honest job. And they have a training center. They have two training centers that do just that. Plus, they want to talk about different trade schools, different colleges and different junior colleges and different situations you can go to really learn a trade skill, like working on an HVAC unit or working on electricity or plumbing or welding. Build Mississippi, great, great organization. You want to find out more? Hey, go to buildmississippi.com, pull up their site, and get looking at some of the things they do and what they have to offer. You will be just floored. They are just that good. Build Mississippi, proud to have them as sponsors of this program.
And there's a huge demand for jobs in that field in the state of Mississippi. If you have any desire to work with your hands, work with your brain, learn, get out there and do something that you can be proud of, you can see the fruits of your labors. Working on a Saturday, these HVAC guys will be making some good OT, double time. I mean, you make great money, and you get to do things that you enjoy. And don't forget about welding and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a little bit of an adventurous spirit, there's about 5,000 oil rigs out in the Gulf, and they all need somebody welding on them underwater, and those guys make a ton of money. So,
but you've got to be somewhat adventurous to do that.
Be a little adventurous, the fatality list on that's not great, but again, the pay, I've known quite a couple people that have done that for several years.
And you're right, made a fortune.
I ain't got to do that anymore.
Made a fortune. That's a good thing. Hey, let me take a minute and tell you about Revel Ace Hardware. I haven't had a chance to tell you about some of these people. Revel Ace, great, great hardware. Hardware store in central Mississippi. There's a number of those stores located in the center of the state, and they open at 7 in the morning. They're closed at 6 at night, 6 days a week, and have all the items you'll ever need. Revel Ace Hardware, and they care about, I would say they're kind of the definition of customer service, because they do it as good as anybody I've ever seen. They do customer service extremely well. They care about their customers, and they take care of them. Whether you're buying a nut and a bolt, a piece of glass, or you're buying a zero-turn lawnmower and all the gear that goes with it, well, they've got an outdoor power equipment center in Pearl that handles all of that and can set up financing for you, set up just amazing things. Revel Ace Hardware, great hardware store. Go see my friends at Revel Ace. Good, good people.
Before I let you go, we have a question. Yep. And, buddy, did you open up for the animals?
Yes.
And are there any recordings?
I have some recordings that not – well, yes, I have one on acetate.
What we're going to do, listeners, and I'm going to put him on the spot to do this, yeah, since we have a musician in-house here, uh-huh, played all over the place. He's a Boston guy. He likes clam chowder, obviously. But no, I'm putting him on the spot here, family.
Let's see.
I want a music segment of Buddy Slowick's concert performances with his band. So I know you can come up with 3 or 4 or 5 of those.
Well, more than concert performance, I think.
Or opening, whatever you
concert
got.
Concert performances to me are like noisy. They're too loud to play on the radio. But I do have some recordings that
That'd
were actually done in the studio of probably 3 different groups that were involved.
I know our listeners would love that, and we need to do that as a segment.
And some people should know that at the very end of this show, we do the outtake, mm-hmm, the guitar part that goes, I did that in the studio. That's me alone.
I didn't know that.
I added all the part, the drums, the bass, everything was me.
Well, you from the 601 who asked that question, I believe it's Lee and Jackson, he goes, Buddy is the man. That's exactly the truth.
Lee, I appreciate that. I appreciate it very much. All right. Again, before we run out of time.
I had to put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Hey, one day that'll happen. Matter of fact, I've done that before on other stations a long time ago, but we'll do it again. Atlas Foundation, great company. They want to help you with slab foundations any way they can. If you've got a slab problem, and you want your slab straightened out or leveled, or you call Tony Arpino at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation, 1-800-256-1010. They can take care of a lot of your problems on the phone just by talking to them, maybe sending them pictures, or Tony will be happy to come to your place of residence and really give you his input as to what should be done. You call him. Talk to nobody but the best, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Love to have him on board. Great, great people. All right. Quickly, I guess we better talk about a couple of things. I've mentioned this a time or two before, and I think it's important that people know that it's important. Cleanliness is very important around the home, and a lot of people work towards attaining that. And the biggest thing they miss a lot of times is doorknobs and door handles. Do they get cleaned as often as they should? No, I don't think so. And are they getting dirty? They are getting very dirty. They are touched by each and every one of us with all kinds of stuff on our hands and going in and out. So wiping a doorknob down with a disinfectant really can help. And you should do that probably. It wouldn't hurt to do that on a weekly basis to keep those doorknobs clean, particularly in doorknobs where you'd be using them all the time. All right, you spent 2 hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We're about to jump out of here. I don't think you've got baseball today, Lance. Isn't that great? Lance is going to go out in the sunshine. All right. Thank you for listening to the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. We'll be back here next week from 10 to 12. Buddy Slowick, Mississippi Handyman. Talk to you then.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it. We're just getting to the bottom of this. Gallo. Every single morning from 6 till 9. Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT Films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.